Chapter 1. It was late at night, and Lula and I had been staking out Salvatore Sinucci, better known as Uncle Sonny, when Lula spotted Jimmy Spit. Spit had his prehistoric Cadillac Eldorado parked on the fringe of the Trenton Public Housing Projects half a block from Sinucci's apartment, and he had the trunk lit up.
"Hold on here," Lula said. "Jimmy's open for business, and it looks to me like he got a trunk full of handbags. I might need one of them. A girl can never have too many handbags."
Minutes later, Lula was examining a purple Brahmin bag studded with what Spit claimed were Swarovski crystals.
"Are you sure this is an authentic Brahmin bag?" Lula asked Spit. "I don't want no cheap-ass imitation."
"I have it on good authority these are the real deal," Spit said. "And just for you, I'm only charging $10. How could you go wrong?"
Lula slung the bag over her shoulder to take it for a test drive, and a giraffe loped past us. It continued on down the road, turning at 16th Street and disappearing into the darkness.
"I didn't see that," Lula said.
"I didn't see that neither," Spit said. "You want to buy this handbag or what?"
"That was a giraffe," I said. "It turned the corner at 16th Street.
"Probably go on the 7-Eleven," Spit said. "Get a Slurpee."
A black Cadillac Escalade with tinted windows and a satellite dish attached to the roof sped past us and hooked a left at 16th. There was the sound of tires screeching to a stop, then gunfire and an ungodly shriek.
"Not only didn't I see that giraffe," Spit said, "but I also didn't see that car or hear that shit happening."
He grabbed the $10 from Lula, slammed the trunk lid shut, and took off.
"They better not have hurt that giraffe," Lula said. "I don't go with that stuff."
I looked over at her. "I thought you didn't see the giraffe."
"I was afraid it might have been the shrooms on my pizza last night what was making me see things. I mean, it's not every day you see a giraffe running down the street."
My name is Stephanie Plum, and I work as a bond enforcement officer for Vincent Plum Bail Bonds. Lula is the office file clerk, but more often than not, she's my wheelman. Lula is a couple inches shorter than I am, a bunch of pounds bigger, and her skin is a lot darker. She's a former streetwalker who gave up her corner but kept her wardrobe. She favors neon colors and animal prints, and she fearlessly tests the limits of spandex. Today her brown hair was streaked with shocking pink to match a tank top that barely contained the bounty God had bestowed on her. The tank top stopped a couple inches above her skin-tight, stretchy black skirt, and the skirt ended a couple inches below her ass. I'd look like an idiot if I dressed like Lula, but the whole neon pink and spandex thing worked for her.
"I gotta go see if the giraffe's okay," Lula said. "Those guys in the Escalade might have been big game poachers."
"This is Trenton, New Jersey." Lula was hands on hips.
"So was that a giraffe or what? You don't think it's big game?"
Since Lula was driving, we pretty much went where Lula wanted to go, so we jumped into a red Firebird and followed the giraffe. There was no Escalade or giraffe in sight when we turned the corner at 16th, but a guy was lying face down in the middle of the road, and he wasn't moving.
"That don't look good," Lula said, "but at least it's not the giraffe."
Lula stopped just short of the guy in the road, and we got out and took a look.
"I don't see no blood," Lula said. "Maybe he's just taking a nap."
"Yeah, or maybe that thing implanted in his butt is a tranquilizer dart."
"I didn't see that at first, but you're right. That thing's big enough to take down an elephant."
Lula towed the guy, but he still didn't move.
"What do you suppose we should do with him?"
I punched 911 into my phone and told them about the guy in the road. They suggested I drag him to the curb so he didn't get run over, adding that they'd send someone out to scoop him up. While we waited for the EMS to show, I rifled the guy's pockets and learned that his name was Ralph Rogers. He had a Hamilton Township address, and he was 54 years old. He had a MasterCard and $7. The EMS truck slid in without a lot of fanfare. Two guys got out and looked at Ralph, who was still on his stomach with the dart stuck in him.
"That's not something you see every day,"
the taller of the two guys said.
"The dart might have been meant for the giraffe," Lula told them. "Or maybe he's one of them shapeshifters and he used to be the giraffe."
The two men went silent for a beat, probably trying to decide if they should get the butterfly net out for Lula.
"It's a full moon," the shorter one finally said.
The other guy nodded, and they loaded Ralph into the truck.